Life Cycle Update. Folks, it's just easy work. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I'm your host with a victory lap. This is out of cycle simply because it was so freaking hysterical, it warranted doing something. I couldn't hold it back. I was debating, I couldn't hold it back because it's garbage. It's dealing with a garbage vol coin. But it's not about the token. It's about the situation. The situation that occurred that you need to give my credit because I called that one spot on. I can't imagine another project where I got it so perfectly right the first time out. This is about Hachi, H-A-C-H-I, which is on the Solana chain and launched, I believe, yesterday as I record this. It had a pre-sale, I'm told. I didn't see it, but I was told it had a pre-sale. Unreasonable climbs started with two zeros, got as high, or actually three zeros, got as high as 208, just shy of a penny. Now, on the way up, so we start at, you know, what is it? Two zeros and three. On the way up, the first thing I said, and all I said was, I took a look at the contract, and this is, I'm doing it because it's a learning opportunity for you. It's an opportunity for you to learn the game, to understand how to stay safe, to understand how to find opportunities. I'm going to give my legendary quote, the quote that I started, the quote that I originated, the quote that you should be using as you're driving. For those out there that claim I'm FUDing, FUD is false information designed to harm a thing. At no point did I FUD the project. I told the truth about what it is. Here's how these all work, these garbage bull coins. Just because it's a scam doesn't mean you can't make money. And just because you make money doesn't make it not a scam. At no point have I ever told somebody not to do something. I might recommend you don't, but I kind of flipped. I've gone to this mantra of saying, if you're a gambler, you want to roll the dice. I celebrate if you win and you win it big. I am just wanting people to acknowledge that you're gamblers. Just admit you're a gambler. Just accept your gambler spirit that you're rolling the dice and that's what you're doing. I had people swear this ain't gambling. It's calculated. Deep, deep, deep. Calculate off what? You saw a green candle and you FOMO bought. There was another chatter and he's like, I don't know what to do. Help me. Because he saw the green candle and he was triggered off FOMO and couldn't understand what the feeling was that was setting upon him. It was a FOMO feeling that he was reacting. And I told him, you're reacting to FOMO. Trust me, it'll wear off when the damn thing dumps because I guarantee it's going to dump. But right now we're in the pump phase of every newly launched token and you're feeling the burn. At no point did I say not to buy it. I simply said, right now, folks, here's what I see. It's got 200,000 in liquidity, yet you've got 4 million in volume. What does that mean? There's a lack of understanding and awareness in the business. And I blame all of the different YouTubers who don't advertise this because they're too busy trying to get their pockets fat. If the liquidity is low, it affects the ability to transact. It affects slippage. And if there's not a lot of money in it, but you have a lot of traffic, that's an indicative of bot activity. I had exposed half the traffic as bots. But all I said was, right now you've got 200,000 liquidity and 4 million in volume, which means a whale could tank the frickin' project. That's all I said, based on the liquidity. I had so many people attacking me for this. I'm telling the truth. It's the truth. It's the fact because I'm trying to let people understand this is a high risk deal. If you want to get in it, I didn't tell you not to. I'm just telling you it's risky. It's a gamble. You're rolling the dice that A, it's not going to be a rug pull. B, that a whale that was in the pre-sale doesn't dump off of you before you get a chance to sell. All they saw was a climb. It goes 203, 204, 205, 206. The liquidity gets as, I believe, as high as 600,000. Now, mind you, we're at 600,000. CoinMarketCap still had not acknowledged the market cap, the true market cap of the project. But the point is the volume is jumping like crazy, but we're not seeing significant climbs of the liquidity. We still saw the same bot traffic. So I knew it was a matter of time before either a pre-seller was going to dump off the damn thing, the bots would get shut off, something was going to happen that caused a drop. What happened after that? I have no idea. I'm just saying right now, that's the gamble and accept that you're a gambler and you roll the dice and I hope you strike it. I'm celebrating if you strike it, but you've got to acknowledge that you're a gambler. And people swore it's calculated. Calculated on what? There's no logic. People swearing. It's going on Binance. It's going on crypto.com. It's going on Bitcoin. I have never seen such a reaction on this dude. Guess what happens? It gets to the 0.008, just over that, and then amazing level dump, pretty much back down, not quite to the launch price, but pretty much that close, all the way freaking back down, an amazing level of dump. Now, all these naysayers are all quiet. They all go scurrying off in the corner like rats because they don't want to come back and get my credit. When I was trying to help keep people safe and calling me a FUDder and saying I'm faking it and say I don't know what I'm talking about, say it's calculated. Listen, this is easy. It's math. It's easy. If the liquidity is low, it has high volatility. High volatility means a whale can crap the thing. I never said don't do it. I said it's a risk, which makes it a gamble. You don't know if it's going to crap. So if you don't know it's going to crap, that's by definition a gamble. You don't know if you're going to break. You don't know if you're going to crap out. That's why it's called craps, right? You don't know what's going to happen. So since you don't know and you can't control those odds, that's a gamble by definition. And you have to understand, I am very good at recognizing when it's an obvious gamble. I never said it's a scam. I don't know that it is or isn't. I don't really care. What I want is the people to understand you're gamblers. You're rolling the dice, hoping that it strikes you big. And I support the idea that you strike big. I want you to win big, but I also want you to acknowledge you're gamblers. That's what you're doing. Don't come at me talking about calculated. Don't come at me talking about fundamentals. Don't come at me talking about CEX. Or didn't we forget that Pepe, all which is does nothing, got on the exchanges long before it even did anything. We have to understand this is easy science. I don't care what you do with your cash, but it's a gamble because you don't know what's going to happen. So when I saw a bunch of people crying about losing 11,000 here and I lost 10,000 here and I lost 5,000 here, you lost that because you didn't listen to Leister, CryptoTalk.fm. You didn't listen to him because if you had listened to him, you would have taken profits on the way up. I timed this perfectly. I timed it so good. I got to wrap it with this story. I timed it so good. I gave a quote from the gambler. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to run away, know when to run. What are you going to do next? Right? Are you going to go over the ultimate gamble or are you going to take profits? I'm trying to encourage people. Okay, he's trying to warn us. Maybe he knows something. Let me go and take profits off this thing. Nobody listened, right? Nobody listened. And that's when the crap happened. I had somebody come back and say, you just rug us. No, I didn't. I could have. I didn't. It was obvious. You guys are just blind, deaf, dumb, and stupid because you're not listening to the fundamentals that are right in front of your face. It was easy to know. The liquidity was nothing. If there's no liquidity, it cannot support significant traffic, significant holders moving significant amounts. That's the whole point. So you have to recognize that situation. It's not about market cap. That's all they cared about. That doesn't really matter. It's liquidity status compared to the market cap. If your liquidity is in an unhealthy state and your market cap is kind of iffy and it's going up and down and whatever the fuck, you don't know what's going to happen next. It could continue growing nice and smooth and steady and there's no real risk because nobody holds big tokens. If it's a pre-sale, you know somebody's stacking something. You don't know if they're going to sell. You don't know when they're going to sell. That makes it a gamble. And that's all I'm saying, folks. So take this as a life lesson. Take this as an understanding to help educate you about how the game works so that you can win. I want you to win, but I need you to acknowledge when you're rolling the dice, hoping that you win. It's all hopium. This is a crap token. That's what it is. So why did you expect any fundamentals? Why did you expect any logic? Why did you expect any predictable movement? It doesn't make any sense. You knew that it was crap. You knew it was a gamble. You knew Leister had it right. You knew he was trying to warn you. Don't say I was the one rug pulled you. No, and I'm not Nostradamus. It was obvious, but you guys weren't paying attention. You're ignoring the fundamentals because all you care about is gambling. I don't care if you want to gamble, but don't come at me talking like I'm rugging the project. No, could I have? Sure, I didn't because I knew what was going to happen. I didn't need to do anything. I knew what was going to happen to you guys. I can tell you right now, The liquidity is so fragile right now that with the money I have, I'm talking my throwaway money. I'm talking my FU money, my whatever money, my nothing money. With the money I'm not doing anything with, I could jump this price by 3X right now. That's how bad it is, and they still don't understand. Anyhow, Hachiko, you go ahead and check it out if you want. I can't tell you what to do with your cash. I just had fun predicting the future, predicting the obvious, and hopefully there's people listening that will take this as education opportunities to learn for the next time this dips, because I guarantee it's going to dump again because we haven't flushed all the shit out. There's more holders in there that have large bags. They're going to dump it out. It's not even about dev rug pull. They have large bags. They're going to dump the shit because you don't have enough coming in to offset their losses. And chances are it's actually worse. If you have more people coming in, they have a higher probability of dumping out. So that's why you have to train yourself to take profits on the way up. Because if you don't, it's going to keep happening again and again. And what does that leave you? That leaves you sitting off on the side, stuck in the middle with nothing to show for it.